This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here, toll free. Take control of the airwaves as we launch into the second hour of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Also, you can dial in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. That's the way to do it. It's the best way you can connect to us, and it's free. So check it out, discord.lrn.fm. If you're just tuning in, we have full phones as people want to weigh in regarding the, well, the age-old controversy over freedom to travel. Immigration is what has a lot of people on the edge of their seats right now, with thousands of Hondurans trying to make it into Mexico, the Guatemalan border, so the southern border of Mexico. They're sort of on the western side, over by, not quite, you know, to the ocean, but somewhere in that range. And they have been stopped by Mexican border guards, and they're shooting at them, for instance. The border guards are shooting at the people trying to cross with rubber bullets. They're throwing tear gas, trying to keep people out of Mexico. And, of course, Trump has weighed in on this, apparently. And according to Yahoo.com's report, this is from the AFP. According to this, various caravans have been traveling by bus or on foot from Honduras, converging in recent days on the town of Tecunumán, Guatemala, near the border bridge. Authorities in Ciudad Hidalgo on the Mexican side were expecting around 3,000 migrants to arrive in total. Back in Honduras, hundreds marched in the capital, Tegucigalpa, in solidarity with their compatriots. On Thursday, Trump branded the migrant caravan and, quote, onslaught and a, quote, assault on our country, unquote, in a series of typically fiery tweets. So, once again, what are mostly peaceful families who are trying to migrate out of a dangerous place to a less dangerous place are being painted as some sort of a onslaught and an assault, as though these people are a danger, as though we need to be protected from people who just want to make a better life for themselves. And I find this kind of, I don't know if dehumanization is the right word, but I find this to be distasteful. And
making an assumption about people we don't know.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Turns them into the enemy. It makes them.
It does. Yeah. And it's no different to me than, you know, putting up posters of Japanese people in World War II,
right,
with
the dirty Japs.
Dirty Japs, big buck teeth, and thick Coke bottle glasses.
Well, it's convenient if the government has a scapegoat, right?
Yeah.
Somebody that they can distract you with. Oh, see, these people, they're the problem. We need bigger government over here so we can deal with this problem. So we're just going to have to make the government bigger now.
So let's flip it around. Let's say that we listen to the conservatives who actually promote the things that they keep saying, and we let's end the welfare state, Ian.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that.
They don't say that, though. The conservatives don't say that.
Well, they do.
No, they don't. Not a single one of them. We had one on the phone earlier who was like, well, no, we need welfare. We just need it for people who I think should have it.
They'll use it as a talking point. They'll say that, yes, we need to welfare, open the welfare, close the welfare state, asterisk, and then they'll list off all the things. But we're not going to touch Social Security, and we're not going to touch Medicare.
That ain't in the welfare state, then.
Oh, I know that. But let's just say
they like their welfare just fine.
Exactly. But what would happen if we actually ended our welfare programs? Guess what would happen, people? Immigration would increase, because suddenly the United States would be like the only free country where you weren't having to pay for all of these welfare programs.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, but what would that do to migration, immigration? Of course, people would flock here.
Let's do it. Let's create more jobs, because the more people that come here, the more jobs need to get created, because they also, in addition to providing a service, they also provide a demand, right? They provide a supply, and they provide a demand. So new jobs will have to be created to service all those new people coming in, and so on and so forth. This is how, you know, economics works.
Yeah.
You keep feeding new people into a free system, and it can continue to accept them.
Right.
We got more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. He's, let's see, Don is here first in Florida, listening to WVFT in Tallahassee on the FM band. Go ahead, Don. Don?
This is John.
I'm sorry, John. They misspelled your name there. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys tonight, and I listen quite a bit to a lot of talk radio.
Yeah.
And the thing is to try and have a conversation without cutting somebody off and just telling them they're wrong all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, you cut the last guy off. I thought it was kind of rude. And you're right about he probably doesn't know all the laws, which a lot of us don't. And I think there's different situations for different states, like where you live on the border, for one thing. If you're being, you're living on private property and people are coming onto your property and killing your livestock and just trampling over your area. Like I say, I think it's just different for different parts of the United States. Even the work thing, if you live in a small area where there's not a lot of jobs and then there's people coming from somewhere else who haven't been making the money that you make, I understand that there's a free system that you have to let the markets do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's just the thing. There's a lot of laws. I agree with you on that. I'm not calling to say, well, you're wrong or I think this. That's not the way to have a conversation. That's the good thing about your show is that you can call in and have a conversation, but I don't think you should cut people off so quick.
We don't generally cut people off quickly. Usually, you know, people get plenty of time to say what they have to say. There are some exceptions to that, but go ahead. What else do you want to say? I mean, it sounds like what you're saying here is that you're concerned that there'll be competition for jobs?
No. What I'm trying to say is there's different situations for different states. Listen now, you have a Free Talk Live, you have a show. I'm assuming you don't collect a salary.
That's correct. Yeah, we do. We do sell some advertising, and that helps fund our operations.
Right. So a lot of people are out here trying to feed their families, and then when their jobs are put at risk by someone else who wants to do it for a dollar where they were doing it for $2 or whatever, now they're worried about their families.
Yeah.
And you're saying to just let anybody walk in here willy-nilly talking a language you don't know.
Let's look at the industries that most immigrants find themselves in. They find themselves in the Midwest, meat packing and agriculture. So those are two big things that a lot of immigrants do. Why? Because they can't find anyone else who will take those jobs. In the hospitality areas all across the country.
But, Chris, you're dodging the issue. Isn't there a possibility that somebody's going to come in here and offer to do your job for less?
I dare say that I am not afraid of a migrant coming in who's going to operate a local goods store in Keene, New Hampshire, and have a better feel for the local flavor than I do.
I mean, if you had one of these jobs, let's say you're working in construction or something like that.
I've worked in IT.
Right. Exactly.
I worked in IT, but no, that didn't bother me either. The point is that if I lose my job, I could as easily lose my job to the guy who lives three blocks down from me as I could lose my job to a migrant. It's up to me to protect that job. Now, the other thing I think is important that you touched upon, and that's property rights. Me? If I lived on the border, I'd protect it with an AR-15.
Your job?
My property. I'm sorry.
He was talking about jobs, I thought.
Okay. I thought we were hopping around here. I think one other thing, and this was just a point I wanted to make. The issue is, and you brought up different states and different areas and things like that, and I think that's important. What is lacking in any of this, what the only solution people want to hear is what's the federal government going to do about our migration problem? And here you have, let's take California. California doesn't really fear migrant workers. They seem to embrace them. So they're being very accepting. They're even defying federal laws and saying, you know what, we are a sanctuary city and doing all sorts of things like that. While some other state, let's say it's Mississippi or Alabama that has, you know, say it's really high unemployment. why can't they choose what they want to do locally down there? Now, I'm not advocating a government solution, but I am certainly not advocating a national program.
You're saying the federal government.
The federal government decides for everybody.
Don, I thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your job is never safe. You always have to be the best you can be.
Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time. Limitless digital experiences.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition here. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Just dial in toll free. and join us. Our number 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com, great place to go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency. They've got the Bitcoin.com Academy there. You can learn about Bitcoin BTC and Bitcoin Cash as well. Bitcoin.com also has the latest news headlines on their news site, updated daily with stories from across the globe in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Go to news.bitcoin.com to go straight to that part of their site, or again, just start over at Bitcoin.com and explore and see what you can find. All kinds of good information and useful features are there, and a lot of them are free. So we continue here with your calls and thoughts. A lot of people feel very strongly about immigration. Let's see what Steve has to say in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm completely with you guys as far as like freedom of movement and everything. But when I think about that, you kind of got to think about it within the confines of the system we're in now, because right now we're not
Why?
In a completely free. We're not in a completely free system right now.
Right.
No argument
so,
there.
What I worry about is if someone undocumented comes here and they go somewhere where they don't check voter IDs, or maybe they're even given the privilege to vote, they're not going to vote for freedom.
What makes you you say that?
Yeah, and which party exactly is the Freedom Party?
Well, I would say neither of them are the Freedom Party.
Okay.
So no harm done.
So they're basically just like everybody else who's not voting for freedom then, in that case.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just kind of learning about some of this stuff. I'm a recovering conservative, I guess you could
okay.
say.
That's okay. We all start somewhere.
I did too, believe me.
I've discovered a few voices on the libertarian and I guess you could say anarchist point of views.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, until we live in a free system, I mean, I would say neither of them are for freedom.
Nope.
But they would definitely vote for Democrats. And while both of them want to take your freedoms away, I kind of see it as at least right now that there may be a bit more on the tyrannical side.
You know, historically that wasn't necessarily the case, right? A lot of migrants from Mexico, for instance, are Catholic conservatives.
Huge conservative blocks, yeah.
Who would have been more likely to vote for the Republicans, but then the Republicans took this sharp turn towards, you know, being anti-immigrant, and so you can't blame somebody for, you know, finding out about that and being a little turned off.
Well, and the Democrats, I think, have done a great job of demonizing the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically saying they hate you. And they've done the same thing, I think, with race. You know, the Republicans hate you because of your nationality, hate you because of your color. And it's not false.
Is it all the Democrats, though, that did that?
No.
Because the Republicans, some of the things they say, I mean, they definitely play right into that.
I'm going to say,
stereotype.
I mean, it is certainly part of the national dialogue. And, you know, I don't think the Democratic Party really wants to let go of racism and immigration, because it's one of those things that they can rile up their base with. You know, that's what riles people up. You know, I'm a recovering conservative too, so we usually start by saying, "Hi, Steve. Hi, Chris." You know, get your coffee and donut on your way into the meeting.
There's a 12-step program.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be outside smoking cigarettes later. But I think, you know, politics plays into it. I mean, I think we tend to downplay how much of an effect it has, but even this immigration issue is all being played out on a national stage by predominantly Republican spokespeople and Democratic spokespeople, and they each have their pitch
in their battle. It's a political football.
It
that's
is.
All it is.
Right.
These people are being used for political gain on both sides, and that's what it is.
Of course.
And they're hungry and starving and just trying to get across the border so they can make a better life for themselves, and these people are taking advantage of them.
In the meantime, both of them see it as an opportunity to gain votes.
Yeah.
Gain power.
Steve, any other comments? Go ahead.
I would just say that, I mean, I would agree if we were talking about dissolving the U.S. government, I would completely be 100% for it. For
hell yes.
There you
Secession
go.
Secession is an idea whose time has come again. Thank you for the call, Steve. I appreciate it. You know, I don't really care if you dissolve it or not. Let's just get out of it. You know?
Can I just leave?
If enough people leave, if enough state governments say, all right, we've had it. This was an interesting experiment. It didn't really work out. And you got to be able to admit when something's not working out so you can try something different.
Yeah.
And this hasn't worked out. It hasn't worked out. The United States is not a free country. Nobody says it's a free country anymore. You almost never hear that. A decade ago on this show, we'd get people calling in now and then saying it's a free country. It wasn't then either, but you don't even hear it anymore.
It's the freest country on earth, Ian.
I just had a Democrat canvasser.
Number 17 or 16.
There was a guy out canvassing for the Democrats today. Here in Keene, New Hampshire. It was actually nice and warm out. I was on the front porch hanging out here getting a little work done. And dude comes up to the porch and asks me if I'm going to be voting. And, you know, got into a conversation with him. Turns out he's pretty frustrated by both of the political parties as well. And this is the guy who's canvassing for the Democrats.
Nice.
So, I mean, there's a palpable level of disappointment and, I think, frustration, at the very least on the national level, with a lot of these major political party people.
Yeah. And I've told you about our coffee party thing that we've got going up in the town that I live in. It's basically the idea that you get a bunch of people, a bunch of Democrats and a bunch of conservatives, Republicans together in a room, and we all practice how to talk nicely to each other. I'm the token libertarian in this, but really it's the idea is to discuss national issues, to brainstorm ideas and practice civil discourse, because civility is really something that's been lost.
Yeah.
But even
is it working out?
It's still going on. It's still going.
Thing?
It's been like a year and a half, and you
so
still
it's working
get 10
out?
Or 12 people showing up.
People are getting along. They're not fighting.
No fights. No shootings.
Okay, good.
I'm good. Nobody's trying to immigrate into it.
A little communication goes a long way,
yeah.
I think, between people. You can build bridges, find things that you agree on, rather than focusing on things you disagree on. Let's continue, like we do here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Justin in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, what I have to say is that when it comes to the border security, we should be using technology instead of an absurd, expensive wall. Like,
tell me more. What do you mean? What kind of technology?
Well, like, you know how in, well, around, like, Area 51, they use sensors to detect people?
I presume.
And
I mean, I've never been there.
Okay.
Well, that's how they do it. I mean, there's been documentaries.
I believe
about
you.
It.
Yeah.
Well.
Seismic sensors and things like that.
Well, the border wall can be defeated with a ladder or a tunnel.
Right.
It's just absurd to build this gigantic brick wall. I mean, do you know how long it is from
it's a long way.
California to the Gulf of Mexico?
It's going to be a government boondoggle. It would be a, you know, they're going to say it's going to cost X and it's going to cost 10 times X because that's how government does things. Hang on. I want to bring you back here, Justin.
We'll
bring you back. I want to hear more about your ideas for technology because I'm still not interested in the techno police state. Whether it's a wall police state or a techno police state or whatever, I'm not interested in that.
I hear you.
And if you care about freedom, you shouldn't be either, because those things will be used to control you eventually. They won't put it in under that reason, but that's what will happen. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
The president wasn't the only one stumping for his party in Nevada before the midterm elections. Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said, President Trump is attacking American values.
I've been shredded by a president who is all about himself. It's all about Donald. It's not about anything else. We're not organized based on tribe. We're not organized based on religion. We're organized based on ideas. America's an idea. That's who we are. That's what makes us different than every other country in the world. And it's based on certain basic ideals.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe because he ran at least twice. I think three times. They say twice. I think he ran three times. And he never had more than 1%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, discord.lrn.fm gets you on our Discord call-in lines where there's some people waiting, which we will get to you as well. Do be patient as we continue. I want you to know about Zen Cash, rebranding to Horizon. Because Horizon is a bigger vision for than just a cryptocurrency. Horizon's a privacy platform. They've got private chat. They've got some big plans for privacy on into the future as well. You can go and learn more about it at horizon.global. It's spelled horizen.global. And we've been doing giveaways over the last 10 weeks or so here on Free Talk Live, giving away over 14 and a half Zen. You could win some. Here's how you do it. The next prize is going to be pulled on Wednesday, and you will win, if you're the winner, 1.75 Zen. So that's like probably like 25 bucks worth of Zen or somewhere around that amount.
Nice.
And you can win this easily. All you have to do is set up your Zen wallet. You can get the official one at horizon.global. You can use Coinomi if you like. Whatever wallet can accept Zen, you set that up. You send your public Zen address to Daryl@freetalklive.com, D-A-R-R-Y-L at freetalklive.com. And winner will be randomly selected from all the entries as of Wednesday. So you got a little time to get this in. Just email Daryl@freetalklive.com with your public Zen address, and you could win. And if you don't win, that's okay. You're automatically entered into the grand prize drawing, which will happen in November. So keep that in mind. As we continue, we got Justin. He's on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. Justin, you said you can understand how the wall idea is a huge government boondoggle and a huge waste of money because it can be easily defeated. But you have an idea for some kind of technology that you want to see implemented. Let me hear a little more about that, please.
Well, we have drones. We have satellites. We have many other ways of protecting our border. I mean, we have to make our country continue as a sovereign nation, and you cannot just let anybody who wants to just come in.
Right. Well, you can.
We did.
And we did for a long time.
Yeah, we did that for 100-plus years.
Yeah. And it made the country the most prosperous country on the planet.
It did. But, go ahead.
Yeah, there's the big but.
Tell me why that didn't work. How did we have the greatest revolution in industry and the greatest advance in our economy than we've ever seen after relatively no border enforcement?
Well, because you had different inflow from different countries with different mentalities.
So we got to choose better countries?
You had your European mentality was already going for the Industrial Revolution.
Chinese and Japanese that came over here to work on our railroads?
Oh, well, see, most of those were pretty much used as slave labor. And
they were.
I've never understood. And here's the thing. Liberals, they say that, oh, well, you know, these Mexicans, they can come over and do the jobs that no one wants to do, but they want to pay them nothing. And they just send that money back to Mexico.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, we have that because we're forced to pay exorbitant amounts of money for jobs that don't deserve exorbitant amounts of money, like making
a
hotel room. Sure they do. Yeah,
a lot of them
people
do, actually.
Love to say that, but that's not true in any sense. A lot of illegal immigrants still end up taking jobs that they face deductions. They still have to pay if they're paying rent. You're still subsidizing property taxes. So you have all these, if you buy anything in a grocery store in a state that actually taxes groceries, you're paying taxes. If you're buying gasoline, you're paying taxes.
A lot of them pay taxes on, well, you're talking about like Social Security, but they can't ever collect it because they're using somebody else's number or whatever.
And if they do claim.
No matter what, you come to this country, taxation is theft.
It is.
They just steal from you.
Yeah.
Well, that's the government stealing from you. That's the government, you know, extorting from you and stealing from people. Look, if somebody wants to go out and bust their butt on a farm, you know, hauling watermelons or cantaloupes or whatever all day long, breaking their back, and then go back home for 6 hours before they got to get back up at the crack of dawn again after, you know, working for however many 16 hours in a day or whatever long, you know, these long days are. If they want to do that and get paid per X amount per watermelon or whatever, and then they want to send that money back down south, so what?
Yeah, I'd tell them.
What's wrong
with Bitcoin?
Yeah, sure.
That's easier,
right? Their own, but like you know, as long as you want to make this argument kind of be, my whole point was that like you know, there's a better way to go about border security than building some stupid wall.
So you want to see a techno state? You want to see like a techno police state, basically? With you mentioned drones earlier, does that make you feel safe when you have drones hovering above your city?
No, actually it doesn't, but what I'm saying is
how about when you stop at an internal border checkpoint or internal immigration checkpoint? You ever been stopped at one of those before?
Has to prove that you were a U.S. citizen?
Let me stop you there. Have you ever seen the movie Southland Tales?
I've not.
I've not either.
It basically, there's an identity system that's set up in this movie, and... every single person on the planet basically has, like, their genetic ID.
That sounds really creepy.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Well, let me put this in perspective. Just today was the first time I watched the movie 1984.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's been a really interesting day for me.
I'm
sitting out here in my shed. I'm throwing darts. I'm drinking beer, and I'm kind of trying to get the edge off because you know I'm.
Am I Wilson Smith?
Well, it's hard enough with society as it is right now, being a libertarian, because you're just like, you know, the devil to both political parties.
Yeah.
God knows. I've got everyone in my family, they're libertarian in training right now.
Okay, good. I just, I look at the whole thing and I go, we don't need technology. Technology in the hands of government really tends to go wrong.
Now, and it's used for evil.
It is. It's more often used to spy on us than it is to defend against the US. Keep in mind, all the NSA programs were designed to keep us safe. They were only to go after terrorists and things like that. And then we find out through Edward Snowden that, no, we're monitoring your communications. And I just don't trust them. That's it.
Well, there's no need for trust because, like, all right, now, there's this whole thing, like, money is the root of evil, but
it's really not.
It's just a tool, okay? Yeah. Now, technology
is just
a tool.
I totally agree.
We can use technology to secure our border, but we don't have to be...
The thing you're missing here is when you turn something over to the government,
right?
They're going to use it against you. And you may think you're creating some sort of security at the border, but the reality is it's going to be used to keep you in, it's going to be used to track you, and maybe it'll be used to keep some people out. But this whole network, this whole control grid that you essentially are promoting here, talking about this techno-police state, is absolutely going to be used against you. I can tell you, I went through one of these border checkpoints, and thank you, by the way, Justin, for your call.
Man,
I appreciate the discussion. I went through one of these things over the summer. And our other co-host, Mark Edge, went through one in El Paso, Texas. But I went through that was in Woodstock, New Hampshire.
Right.
On the interstate there. And they were stopping 100% of the cars going through this checkpoint on the interstate.
Well, they must have probable cause. Did you have big marijuana leaves on your car, Ian?
No.
Bitcoin sticker.
Yeah, Bitcoin sticker.
You weren't flying Russian flag.
No, I wasn't.
They messed with
our election. They were flying the American flag, though, real high,
really?
Real proud.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can tell you, it didn't feel like freedom to me. Does anybody feel free when they're sitting there waiting for... I mean, it wasn't that long of a line because it happened to be a middle of the day on the weekend and there wasn't that many people in northern New Hampshire on the interstate that day. But it still took, 10 minutes to get up to the... or 10 or 15 minutes to get up to the checkpoint part.
Right.
And there's multiple guards and there's a dog being walked down the aisles of cars. What do you think would have happened if that dog had all of a sudden smelt something?
All I know is the Fourth Amendment does not exist.
Not there. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. And if you want to talk about abolishing the right to privacy, which is the idea behind the Fourth Amendment, well, you're not going to have privacy anymore. Do you value that?
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and... The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Big thanks to Bitcoin Photographer. That's what he wanted him us to call him. He's nice. A Free Talk Live amplifier. He gives $5 a month to Free Talk Live to support what we do here to help us get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, expand the message of freedom and peace and liberty and cryptocurrency as far and as wide as we can. That's what the AMP program's all about. You get some cool perks as well, like Bitcoin Photographer has done. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. You can use Bitcoin, BTC, to sign up if you like.
You bet.
You can also use credit card. You can also use PayPal. So it's up to you how you want to support the show. But it makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you to everybody that amps the show. Thanks to everybody who has amped in the show. Some people have to, you know, they have to leave for whatever reason. They, you know, lost a job or are moving somewhere. They need to save a little bit of extra money. And a lot of them come back when they get all their finances straight. So definitely appreciate everybody out there.
Very cool.
Supporting us at the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Turd Ferguson. He's on the line on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Every time we have this conversation on Free Talk Live, there are a bunch of conservatives call in, and they're basically the conservatives from South Park that go, they took our gifts. You know, it's like the same guys.
Well, to be fair, there was only one of those guys tonight. There was only one person who brought up the fear that he might lose his job to immigrant competition.
Right. Yeah, but they all have the same attitude, though. And then there was the one gentleman who claimed to be a 55-year-old libertarian, but then he started talking about these words called laws and things when he wasn't talking about murder or stealing. He was talking about just, you know, crossing imaginary lines drawn on maps.
Well, for a lot of people, libertarian means this. I don't like Republicans and I don't like Democrats.
Mm.
Therefore, I must be a libertarian.
Well, some people think that being small government is a libertarian thing.
Right.
So while they may agree with libertarians on some issues and they may see, you know, how freedom works in some places, they don't really truly understand the principle of non-aggression, which is the true, in my opinion, the true definition of a libertarian. Now, I know if some other hosts were here, they would argue with me about that. But to me, a libertarian is somebody who adheres to the non-aggression principle, which is to say that they don't believe in the use of aggressive force to achieve their goals in life, political or social or whatever goals.
Yep.
So that's what libertarianism is. And people that stray from that, well, they're not being libertarian on whatever issue they're straying from that on.
I think a lot of people just don't understand libertarianism.
Oh, I agree.
And I think that's sort of my goal in life, is try to come up with ways to explain that to regular people.
Well, I think it's also funny that they claim to be pro-small government, but I think there's nothing more big government utopian than try to block people from crossing lines that are on maps. I think that's a huge big government idea.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways. You can't, on one hand, claim to be for small government and then demand the government get larger. Oh, just in this one area.
Right.
No, I want it small everywhere else, but this one should be big. We need a big border patrol, a big military, big, big, big.
And even though I'm a Republican, I will not touch your Social Security. I will not touch your Medicare, and we need more money for the military.
Yes,
small government.
I've been almost convincing more and more conservatives to become libertarian and like even have more socially tolerant viewpoints just by convincing them that I'm actually more far right than them, and that angers them.
Yes.
And then they're like, hey, well, yeah, I'm socially tolerant on traveling now too, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So
any other comments, Kurt Ferguson?
Yeah, well, yeah, because Daryl made me mad the other night because I asked him where sexy Heather was, and then all of a sudden he just hung up on me, and I was like, what the heck? It bummed me out. I was like,
aww.
I don't know. I just thought it was really rude that he hung up on me like that.
Well, she's on. I think she still comes in the chat server every now and then, so you can probably tag her at the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm, which is how you're calling us, so
right.
That's probably your best way to reach her because I doubt she wants us to give out her phone number. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Oh, and you got to move to New Hampshire if you want to have a chance to meet Heather.
I used to live in New Hampshire, but I moved
used
home.
To.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's too bad. Why'd you leave?
I moved back closer to my family.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So you couldn't get them to move up here with you then, huh?
No, I couldn't. Or my friends either, unfortunately. Yeah, but that's okay, though.
That's another story for another time. Thanks, Kurt Ferguson,
thanks,
for the call.
Man.
I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Or you can do like Kurt Ferguson there and jump on our on-air call-in line rooms, and you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us as we go to the phones, where William in Kentucky is on the line. William, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Welcome.
First time caller, first time listener. I
oh, wow.
I was on the map, so.
Welcome. You're on the air.
My dad told me a long time ago, during the Vietnam War, I was a young man, and we were watching TV, and he looked at me, and he said, son, he said, you see those people demonstrating against the war? He says, they're not wrong for demonstrating against the war.
Mm-hmm.
But just realize that one of those people might be your president someday. And I remembered that.
Okay. What's the point?
Yeah.
The point is that we have to look at... I've always considered myself an independent as far as politics are concerned.
Okay.
Libertarian I know very little about. But when you travel to the other parts of the world, I was in the military for many years,
mm-hmm.
and you've been places where you have controlled points, border guard, not border guards, but checkpoints everywhere mm-hmm. you're going.
Yeah,
it changes your perspective of your country.
Kinda
you
like,
appreciate it more.
Kind of like New Hampshire.
Wait. So what you're saying? Hold on, just to clarify, you're saying that when you're in a foreign land and there's a bunch of checkpoints, it makes you appreciate being able to be back in the United States where you didn't have to encounter those in the 1970s and 80s.
Right. But we have them
now. Because I can travel anywhere in the United States I want to go.
Well, you may get stopped.
There are internal border checkpoints that will absolutely stop you if you encounter one of them. And so, no, you cannot travel unless you get stopped and harassed by border guards.
So, from your point of view, would that upset you?
No.
Why not?
I was a kid when we went to California one time and got stopped at a border check because they were checking for fruits and vegetables.
Yep, California has those.
Right.
Okay. That doesn't bother me.
No,
what
why
is
not?
Your definition of, what is your definition of freedom?
Mine?
Uh-huh.
Is leave me alone. That's pretty much it. What I do, as long as I'm not harming anyone else, is my business. That, to me, is freedom. If I harm someone else, then I have violated their freedom, and they are free to correct me. I'll just put it that way.
Okay.
But my idea is that people are responsible for themselves.
Okay. My idea of freedom is this, a word picture. Take a section of land. How large is a section of land?
640 acres.
Okay, correct. Let's put a fence around it.
Okay.
Put one cow in there. Okay. That cow can do any. That cow can go anywhere within that 640 acres. It can do anything it needs, whatever cows do, and they can do it.
Yep. Okay. Okay. I'm with you.
Freedom has boundaries. Freedom has, like you said, if I bother somebody then and hurt somebody or do something to somebody, then I stand that I need to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
But freedom is not carte blanche when you're, as a citizen of the United States, I have a birth certificate that certifies I am an American, correct?
It says you
I have
born.
No idea where you're going with it.
Yeah, and again,
it's very disjointed.
There's no correlation between citizenship and a birth certificate. It just says that you were indeed born here. I guess you could.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead with your thought.
Let's go to the people coming from Guatemala.
Okay.
There's 4,000 people coming across that border.
4,000?
Now, wait a minute. Let me slow down a minute. There's 4,000. That's a lot of people. When they get to the border here,
yep.
Are they just going to walk in and be illegal immigrants, or do we make them get a visa? Because we have to have some way.
We gotta have control.
Control.
We need to control people, because that's freedom, right, William? Thanks for the call tonight.
We gotta bring other people on here.
All right.
Appreciate it. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We need control because fear. There's scary things out there, and that's why we can't have freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.